Okay, call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the June 12th, 2024 monthly board meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the June 2024 treasurer's report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the treasurer's report?
I put the NICOS information on the, actually it's not on the back.
I got them there.
Next, it's in there.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I don't see the AUD in here.
Yeah, it wasn't handed in, so it was not.
All right, table that till next month. Anybody have any correspondence they want to bring up?
No, I just wanted to remind everyone that we're doing music in the park next Thursday, the Gone Gray Band, 6 o'clock.
All right. All right, old business, flooring coats. So, as you know, we received a grant through the court system to replace the floors in the court-related areas. Those areas include the meeting room here and the dais, the hallway from the entry doors down to the police department door, the two bathrooms, and the court office are covered under the grant. So the area for the grant total was $12,797.94. We also are going to do the other areas, the clerk's office and the police department. Those two areas were $6,319.75. for a total of $19,117.69. That was the low bid. We had two other bids. The second low bid was from Landmark Flooring Concepts. The second low bid was from, let's see here, was from Wilton Floors. Same description of work, same products. $23,958.60, and then the high bid was from Flooring Environmental. That was $26,728.48. So I did speak with the folks at Landmark Flooring, made sure that they had the appropriate materials, waterproof adhesive, 5mm tiles for the commercial grade stuff, and the clerk's office, we're going to have the commercial grade carpet tiles. And they agreed that their quote included all of those things, and we're going to work on the schedule. So I make a recommendation and a motion that we accept Landmark Flooring Concepts price for the total project of $19,117.69 to do the flooring project.
Second. I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie, second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Is there a time frame on
it? We're going to work on it. We're going to do it in between court dates, and there's a couple of weeks in between that we're going to try to get it into.
Okay.
I'm going to call them tomorrow. They're going to give me come out and look at what we picked out for the tiles and the carpet, and they'll give me a lead time on what it is to get delivery, and then we'll start working on that. So part of the job was that our guys are going to remove all this wood base, and they're going to replace it with vinyl base. Throughout the building, we're going to, you know, we have to move our own stuff, so as long as you're here, Chief, you got to pack up the police department, get it ready to move out so we can put new floors in.
Where are we supposed to put it?
Well, if you have stuff that needs to be secured, I would suggest using the archives room, because that's a locked room. All right, so nobody goes in there. It's just got one door going in, it's locked. I mean, the clerk has access to it, but she has her access to your room too, so.
It's really going to be brief, though. I think your room is going to be one day of that.
You have to have everything off the floor?
They have to be able to put the new, to take up the old carpet and put the new tile down. So if there's stuff that's not a, that, you know, is not critical, the plan is to move those items into this room while they do those. And then they're going to do, we're going to talk about it, but I think the plan right now is one bathroom, clerk's office, police department. So we'll get those cleaned out, and then they'll go in and do those three areas, and then we will... They'll take a break. We'll resettle all those areas, and then we'll clean out the court and the hallway and this room here, and they'll redo these rooms, and then we'll resettle these rooms.
I mean, all the cabinets locked that need to be secured and stuff. That's not a problem. But...
Yep. Well, I mean the guys know about it, Pete and Tom, and. You know, so they know they're getting dollies and stuff to move stuff.
Because, like, unless you empty them out, move them, and then put the shit back, they're heavy.
Yeah. Well, some of the stuff's going to have to be emptied out. And it'd be a good time to take a look at stuff that maybe you don't really need. Okay. You know.
How long a heads up are we going to get?
You probably got at least 3 weeks, I would say, right now, anyway. Okay. At the least. At least 3 weeks. Maybe longer, but... I would say at least 3 weeks.
I mean, like, some of the computers and stuff, they're on the counters anyway.
Right, so, that's fine.
You know, like, that's not really, you don't have to right. disconnect and move.
No, anything that's built in is not moving. So, like, your desk areas and stuff that are built in, they'll just come in, they'll jack them up so they can slide their tiles underneath them. You're going to have tile, not carpet now, by the way.
That's fine.
Yeah. So they'll slide them in, and then they'll lower them back down
it's
onto
right
it
there too.
And move along.
It's right here. The safe stays
it's
where
that
it is.
Great?
Yep.
Okay. Do you like that?
But, you know, we need to get, you know, like the freestanding desk and that kind of stuff. We're going to have to get that stuff out of there.
Yeah, the worst room, I guess, is going to be my office.
Yep. and the store, the locker room,
the
too.
The locker room.
Yeah. So... The two small rooms. They're going to do the vestibule also, so.
Okay.
But there's nothing in that, so it's no big deal, but. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, we got 3 weeks.
But just a one-day project, right?
But, you know, take a look if there's, I mean, now, like I say, it's a good time. If there's stuff in there you don't really use and don't need, now's the time to clean out.
I think we already did that a while back.
All right. Yeah. So tell me, what do you use the mailbox for?
That's evidence.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they drop evidence in there, and so they don't have to have a key for it.
Ah.
They put it in there, and it's still secure. And then when we go through it, we take it out of there and put it in the other lockers. And, you know, it's like the worst part of that is so how long you have to keep it is not based on, it's based on the disposition of the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's So the disposition is, if it's unfounded, or like there's no disposition at all, that's 75 years that you have to keep that, right? That's like before we even had computers. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
In order to be, you know.
But we could put that thing, yeah, I mean, we could move that out into this room for the time being if it's secure in itself.
Yeah, all that stuff can probably come out here, because like I said, it locks, but...
So when you're ready and you know what you want stuff moved and you know what's got to go, like in the archive or what can come out here, you know, we can just talk to Pete and have him start moving it out.
Well, what I'll do is I'll find out when he's going to do it. I'll come down. I'll supervise it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's anything ahead of time in the files that you want to box up, you know, to make the file cabinets lighter, that would be fine too.
Yeah. Well, I think we could probably put some of the files in a cabinet in there. Because we got, I think it's since like 2022 or something.
You mean archive them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, anyway, so that's the plan at the moment. So we're going to probably meet, probably not, I don't know. I'll call him tomorrow. Maybe we'll meet this week, but I'm going to be out of town till probably Wednesday next week. So, so we'll see what happens. Anyway.
And we got to work in between court dates.
Yeah, we do.
We only got a 2-week gap. The whole thing's going to be done within 2 weeks, pretty much.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Is that what they did the last time they put the carpeting down?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Well, the last time, they...
I mean, I was here, but I came in one day and it wasn't here, and I came in the next and it was, so...
Yeah, it really was just a couple-day project, that's it. Mm.
Yeah, but you had to move stuff around then, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't remember how this room was done. I remember that office. We took a lot of stuff out of
it. Yeah, I mean, this room's easy. There's nothing in it, really.
Yeah. But I think we did the same thing. We stored stuff in here. It's the biggest room.
Mm-hmm.
And it went pretty fast, actually, the carpet. But I think the tile's going to take a little longer. It's more precise than carpeting.
Well, it's got to dry. This didn't have to dry. Once you put it down, it was down. Although, I don't know who did all the base on it. I mean, that's all wooden base. That had to take time. But anyway... All right, another piece of old business we had that we talked about last month was the police car. And the question came up to how much did we have in the account, police account, equipment account. So I pulled, I got the June 30th statement from NICLASS. I don't print these every month for the simple reason. The only time they change is when we put money in or we take money out. Otherwise, it's just interest. So... currently, there's $27,861.56 in the police equipment fund account. And then there's still the, I don't know, the drug seizure money, another $9,700. I don't know what you can do with that, but it's there. And you can see there's other things. There's a total of $287,393.36 in all of the accounts. The aggregate, we got... 56 in the highway, 59 in the water tank.
Are we going to use some of the buildings dollars for the not grant process?
Well, we'll use the $7,000 probably for that. Take it out of here. Because we didn't really budget for it, so.
Do we need to do a public hearing?
Yes, you will. Yeah, we have to have a public hearing every time we take money out.
We'll just have to keep that.
Yep. And we got $7,300 in water main improvement and $34,000 in streets, $21,000 in the pump house account. So. Anyway, so that's what you got to work with.
What's the rule on drug seizure money? Can we use it for anything? I thought there was some kind of rule on that.
So we could use that for the police car?
Huh?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Could we use it toward that?
We could.
You want to look into that and see? Well, you can look into it. I know there's something that the case has to be closed and everything, right?
No, I think this money's all free and clear.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
Do you remember?
What's that?
About the drug seizure money? Is it all free and clear money? Good. More money toward the car.
All right. Any other old business?
So where do we stand then for the police car?
They're going to start scoping out a police car on state contract.
Oh, okay.
And come up with a cost. They, the question came up last month as to how much do we have in the account.
Okay.
So they know how much they have to borrow. Because we always pay like 50% upfront and then borrow 50%, and then over the period, you know, put more money in the, into the equipment fund and then into the...
I thought, didn't Guy present last month that all the specs, because there was additional lighting that you guys wanted on the new vehicle?
Yeah, but that's minimal.
Yeah.
It just, it's one light above the visor on the driver's side.
Oh, okay.
The other one doesn't have. The rest of it's going to be the same as the last one that we had.
So you already got your quote, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the quotes we looked over last month.
Right, right, but he's got to get the quotes on the financing.
Right, we need finance quotes.
And I started that, but I haven't gotten
the
responses. And I used 26,000 as what we had to spend, because that's what we had last month.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be much different.
No, it isn't. Well, you got, like you say, 27 in the equipment and another 9 in the, and I think we ought to use the drug seizure money if it's sitting there and we can use it for equipment. We got to just use it up and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just some kind of rule to how we can use it. I remember that from last time, though.
It has to be for equipment.
It has to be for equipment. Well, a car is equipment, so it's
car is
good
equipment.
To go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that gives us 30.
So anyway, when Guy gets all the stuff together on the car and the specs and the car and the price and the financing, then we can move ahead on that, and then we'll hold a public hearing to transfer the money out and do all that stuff.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, we have the total cost is $61,600. That was the quote. And the question I have today is, you know, we will get financing.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to commit so Dan can tell the dealer, order this, because it's going to take several months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to do that?
It depends on whether they have one on the lot or not. They were talking they did, but so I'm not really sure until I talk to her again, and I haven't talked to her until I got the approval that I order it. So that's the next step, I guess.
Right.
Then I'll know exactly how long it'll take us to get it. Because whatever it is for them, then it has to go to the vendor for, you know, all the transfer of everything.
So when are we looking at taking, when are we looking to take possession of it? Delivery?
As soon as possible. You know, I don't know if that answers your question or not, because 602 is starting to nickel and dime us to death. The air conditioning went for like the third time on it, and they were just doing, was charging it, and I'm like, it's got a leak, it's got to be fixed. So they looked at it again, and the leak was in the rear air conditioner. But they wanted $3,000 to fix it, and I was like, yeah, no, we're not paying $3,000 in an 8-year-old car, you know what I mean? So I had them bypass the rear and just use the front one, and that seems to be sufficient, except for I had to move the dog from the back to the middle.
Mm.
And I did that yesterday, because you can't put them on that plastic seat. There has to be a platform and everything in there. So I went to Home Depot and I built the platform. So that's in there now, and the dog is in the center part.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be sufficient until we get another car. I didn't want to turn 603 into a canine vehicle, because we got guys that are allergic to dogs and stuff, so they take the other car most of the time. We're still able to use it on a weekend when we have two patrols out, so that's not, you know, it doesn't eliminate the effectiveness of it.
Okay.
Especially when we got two. But the whole thing about putting them in the back was, do we still have room for prisoners if we arrest somebody? It alleviates that when we got two cars. And worst comes to worst, I'll have Skodak transport a prisoner for me.
Well, that was a wise choice, not spending the $3,000, because on auction, we're not going to...
It makes sense.
Yeah, it'd be just more money we would try to get back.
The rear, what do they call it? Condenser had a leak in it. And not only to replace it, but the whole cage that's in there has to come out in order for them to pull it out of there. So it was labor intensive. It wasn't like it was, you know, the part was a whole lot of money, but it was really labor intensive. And I was like, no.
All right, yeah, so if you want to, yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, but we need to...
Still 3 months, right?
Yeah, so...
So if you could talk to the dealer, Dan, talk to them. You can talk to the dealer and...
Okay.
Well, let's make a, we need to get a motion to approve the purchase.
Right, so we have to approve the purchase, but then we have to also...
And then we'll approve, we could approve the financing later.
Okay, but we have to have a down payment, don't we? Or they're not going to even start ordering it. I mean, that's what happened with the last one.
Well, I can ask them. We are the business.
Well, yeah, we could set up a public hearing for next month.
Okay. All right, so we need a motion for the purchase of the $61,600 for the new police vehicle.
Make a motion.
Ryan.
Second.
Charlie.
Questions on the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Okay.
And we have like $9,300 in the equipment fund in the budget too, so.
Oh, so we can have some kind of down.
Yeah.
Ticket from somewhere.
Yeah, so I mean, if they just want 10% down, that's like $6,000. You know, we could pull it out of there for now and then transfer money into there later.
Just so they could get started, if we could give them 10% down. We got that now.
Yeah, we
got
that.
Before the public hearing.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
So then we need...
Then Guy will get the rest of the stuff together for us for next month and we'll...
Yep.
Set up a public hearing for, to transfer money from the, we want to transfer money from the police equipment capital fund and the drug seizure account capital fund.
Are you making a motion?
No.
No, I'm just telling you we're not motioning today.
No, I mean to set a public hearing.
To set a public hearing, yes.
No, I'm not going to set a public hearing yet because I don't know when it's going to be.
We just set next month.
I still don't know when it's going to be.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be next month.
Okay, so as long as we got enough money for the down payment, we don't care about moving the money yet, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sounds good.
And if we find out next week that we need $20,000, then we can set the public hearing to get that money.
All right.
All right.
Anything else on the police vehicle?
Nope.
Any other old business? All right, new business. So I got a piece of new business, which I didn't put on the agenda.
Great.
So, Nassau Ambulance is looking to modify their CON, which is a certificate of need. Currently, they have a certificate of need for Town of Skodak, Town of Nassau, and North Chatham Fire District, which allows them to perform basic life support and transport in those towns and areas. We're looking to expand that to an advanced life support CON, whereby we have a paramedic on hand 24/7 to augment our staff and increase our capabilities and help out the needs of the folks that we deal with. The reason for that is because ALS is becoming very scarce. A lot of the towns around us have have increased their CONs for their towns to be able to offer advanced life support services within their towns. But because some of the towns around them don't have advanced life support, they will not reciprocate and come and serve, provide services in our town. So, in other words, if there's a advanced life support call, which is determined by the county, then advanced life support is normally dispatched. We go to usually to Mohawk first, second we go to Chatham, and third we go to Valencia. We get life support about 50% of the time that it's requested, 50% of the time it's unavailable. So we get no life, we get no advanced life support whatsoever. And in the event we do get life support, they're usually coming from so far away. Mohawk usually comes from Albany or Brunswick, and Valencia comes from town of Kinderhook, and Chatham comes from down by the fairgrounds in the village of Chatham. That's where their station is. So it takes them anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes to get to the scene or and try to set up an intercept. So with Mohawk, it works out okay because they're coming from Albany. We're going to Albany, so we're both kind of going at each other. But Chatham and Valencia are east of us, and we're usually going west, so sometimes it can be a tail chase, and we don't end up making the intercept. So we've been working with this with not just Nassau Ambulance, but Castleton Ambulance also, and the town of Skodak. And we'd like to set up an EMS tax district that includes the entire town of Skodak. And as of right now, Hoax Corners does not want to participate, so it would be the Nassau Fire District in the town of Nassau. And then it would be a kind of a shared services type thing, and so Skodak would, and Nassau would, and the people in the Nassau Fire District would pay for the service. So we're looking to get a resolution of support from the village, because villages can opt out if they want, and I think that we should stay in and be involved in this. And the fire district is also going to work on a resolution of support. But I think before we do a resolution of support, we should hold a public hearing for that and invite public input and see if they want to do it. So I want to make a motion that we set up a public hearing for next month to discuss the Nassau Ambulance upgrading their CON to a advanced life support CON, and the formation of a joint taxing district with the town of Skodak to support it.
You can send that to me in email.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know what it is talking about.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan.
So
we'll set it up for next month.
Guy and Ryan. And so next month's date is?
August something.
You
want to
do it at 7?
August 14th.
I think, you can do it at 7. That's fine.
7 p.m.
Okay. Yep.
So, public hearing.
Will someone from the ambulance be here to talk about it?
Sure. Okay. Probably me. So I will not be voting on this, obviously, because I have a conflict. But... and probably Rich does too. So hopefully when we vote on this, I'll need three of you to be here.
Well, it's just a resolution of support right now.
It is, but in order
everybody
to pass
can
it.
Support it, can't they?
I don't know. I'll talk to Gruenberg about that.
There's no money involved at the moment.
Right.
The other...
actually, because the village can't really set it up. I mean, only the town can set it up. But these resolutions are really for the town to get them to move.
Right. All our resolution would be is that we're supporting the...
right.
Yeah, so I think It's not a conflict for anybody at that point.
Okay, and I will get you the information in time to do the public, or the notice, public notice.
That complexity of your...
Huh?
That whole sentence you just said.
Yeah, yeah. Got it. All right, anything else under new business? All right, resolution, so Guy and I did the, audited the Justice Court books for 2024. We didn't find any issues with them. So, I'll entertain a motion to, what is it? It says a resolution, is that just a motion to accept it?
Yeah, you have to accept the audit.
Yeah, motion to accept the audit of the 2024 court records.
Okay.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anybody want to bring anything up before we pay the bills?
I just want to thank Matt. In a follow-up with property maintenance behind my house, they finally cleaned.
Oh, good.
Well, they cleaned the area, so I'm not sure if they stuck everything in the garage or they just got rid of it. I didn't, but...
Movement has been made.
What's that?
Movement has been made.
Yeah, the people, after a second notice, they got their act in gear, and it worked out pretty good. I got to thank them.
Ken, I'd like to also thank Debbie and Bob for their work on that. Well, Debbie for the flooring grant. Well, every year she gets a grant for us. She works really hard on that. And then Bob for all the legwork and getting all this stuff. I'm looking forward to having the new floors. Yay, very exciting.
And this grant is also going to provide us with new tables and chairs,
yes,
correct?
Yes, tables and chairs are coming too.
Yep.
So we are going to just give away this other stuff. We'll put it out there. And if anybody wants chairs, just let me know. I'll make sure whoever wants some, we'll set some aside. I'll put it out to the public too, not just anybody mm-hmm. here. I'm just saying, anybody looking for some extra chairs, I'll right. make a little post.
Anything else? All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 28 through 59 in the amount of $17,599.03 in the general fund and $4,014.92 in the water fund and $4,462.54 paid outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on the bills? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.